You're listening to the Displaying Grace podcast, where we equip and encourage women to thrive in their walk with Jesus every day. We're your hosts, Michelle and Jessica. Grab your coffee and your Bible, and let's follow him together.
Welcome back to the Displaying Grace podcast. This is part 2 of 3 of interviews with Michelle Rabin. This is almost the end of season 1.
I really love the way you said my name.
This is almost the end of season 1 of our podcast. This is episode 9. And today we're continuing the interview with her on her book that has now launched.
That's crazy.
How excited are you right now?
It's surreal.
There's been plenty of tears, and
I'm grateful. I'm grateful to have seen it through.
Yeah, I am so excited, and I'm so proud of you. So in the last episode, we talked about the first section of the book, which is the messes that we make. Yeah. Today, we're going to talk about part 2, the second section, which is the messes that we can't control. So what in this section, in section 2 or part 2, what are the messes that we can't control?
So there really are 3 messes that we're tackling in this section: grief, rejection, and waiting. And, you know, these were 3 places that I've really wrestled out with myself in my own life, or that God and I have wrestled out in my own life. I have dealt with a lot of grief, a lot. I don't know if it's like an abnormal amount of grief. Probably, you know, I talk about my dad. I lost my dad almost 13 years ago. And I lost my brother to lung cancer. I've lost many friends, grandparents. All of my grandparents are gone. My mother-in-law, miscarriages. There's been so many deaths in our life and in our families, and grief is a hard road, and it is something that we have no control over whatsoever. Yeah. And so it was really important that I put this in the book, and we're focusing on Naomi. And I had a woman in Bible study say, "Oh, and Ruth too." No, we're just talking about Naomi. Like we talk a little bit about Ruth, but our focus is on Naomi, who's really walking this hurt.
Right.
And, you know, I think it's something that will resonate with a lot of people, maybe not right now in their season of life, but eventually they will be touched by grief. And I really wanted them to see how God meets us in the midst of that. And then rejection is a big one. That was a hard chapter for me to write. And we talk about Leah and her relationship with her husband and her sister and the unfortunate situation that she found herself in, and just watching how God changes her heart. And, you know, even into the mess of waiting and all of the seasons that we spend waiting for answers or waiting for something, whatever it is. In this season of life, I am waiting for fill in the blank. Like, we're always waiting for something. And in all of these messes, in all of them, God does not leave us in the midst of these things that we don't control. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times we feel like these things are happening to us.
Right.
We're being punished in some way. I always felt like when I was hurt or when someone hurt me, I felt like it was my fault. And I have learned through writing this book that God is teaching me that it all has a reason and it all has a purpose.
Right.
He didn't leave me to walk through any of that alone.
Right.
And he showed up in my life every single step of the way. Mm-hmm. And so this section is really tender for me because I know there's so many things that we face as women on a daily basis, and the hurts that come in marriage. You know, maybe there's a woman who is going to pick up this book who is going through a divorce, a woman who has dealt with sexual abuse, a woman who has dealt with any number of things, women who are still healing from their parents' divorce in their childhood. There's so many different areas that this really will speak to the hearts of women, because they're things that I've walked and witnessed and seen in my own life. And mm-hmm. I've seen how God can meet us in the middle of all of that. And he doesn't leave us there, and nothing with God is wasted.
Right.
And so I think these women really are going to speak to the hearts of those who are reading this book mm-hmm. and encourage them that they might be in the middle of a season that they have no control over, but it doesn't mean that God is not there. Right. And it doesn't mean that he does not have something to offer them in the midst of their mess.
Right.
And that God will ultimately use the things in our lives for his glory mm-hmm. and for his praise. And that's something we have to keep our eyes set on when we're walking through these difficult things.
Right. I know I've read the book, and it's been, I was trying to think of the right word to use here. Awesome is the only thing that I can think. But it's been awesome to read the story of these women in the Bible, because I'm not a biblical scholar by any means. And when I read about some of the women in the Bible, you know, there's women in the Bible and there's stories that probably everybody has heard. Eve and Ruth, like you said. But a lot of times there's the women who we don't hear a lot about. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, is a lot of who you pull out in the book. Yeah. And we forget about them sometimes. Mm-hmm. And we forget about their stories and right. how relatable they are. Mm-hmm. And I think one of my favorites is the story of Leah, because I did not know really any of her story.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just reading over her story and knowing that she felt rejection too, but that God was able to use that,
mm-hmm.
It's just powerful. Her story is very, very yeah. powerful. So I think she's really one of my favorites. So in the first part, our last episode of the podcast, in part one, you said that the sinful woman was your favorite from that section. Who's your favorite woman from the messes that we can't control?
I have to say that Leah is my favorite in that section. It's hard to choose because I resonate with all three of them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, grief is so very real in my life. But I really resonate with Leah. And Leah and I did a lot of healing. Like, there was a lot of healing that I needed.
Yeah.
When I walked through that chapter, that was a very hard rewrite that I had to do.
Mm-hmm.
And she and I really, I feel like God used her to, like, hold my hand.
Right.
And walk me through mm-hmm. some healing that I needed that I didn't realize that I thought I had put it away.
Right. Or that you were okay with it.
That I was really okay weren't. With it, and I really wasn't.
Yeah.
And so God really used her to hold my hand in that. Mm-hmm. And so I think she and I have a little bit of a bond at this point.
Yeah.
because you know, there were places in my life where, you know, there was a lot of rejection in my mm-hmm. childhood in different areas. And, you know, to some people it may not look like rejection, but to me it's what it felt like.
Right.
And I needed to find some hope and some healing and letting go of some of those things. And she taught me something else, too. She really taught me the power of your story
mm-hmm.
and how not every story is number one meant to be shared.
Right.
Or number two, if it involves other people, that it's yours to tell.
Yeah.
I wrestle and have wrestled with that. I feel like there's a line with vulnerability
mm-hmm.
That can step just a touch too far.
Right.
Where it can hurt other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe everything that we walk through is for everyone to know.
Right.
Some
right.
things are just for us.
Yeah.
Some things are just meant to stay between us and God. And a lot of the rejection that I faced in my life, that's what those are. Mm-hmm. They're meant to stay between me and God.
Yeah.
And but my goal with the chapter was to make sure that the reader knew
mm-hmm.
that I know where she is.
Right.
And I know what she's feeling. I know how she is hurting. And I've walked in her shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it was very personal. It's very right. personal for me.
And you've said that to me several times. Sometimes
the things that God shows us and the things that he reveals to us is for us alone.
Yes.
It isn't always to be shared with the world. And I think that's kind of where discernment and prayer comes in.
Right.
To ask God, you know, okay, God, well, what part of this lesson that you're teaching me, or what part of this, you know, that you're showing me
mm-hmm.
is just for me.
Right.
And what part is for everybody else? Because I kind of feel the way you do. I Leah's story really, really resonates with me, coming from a broken home
mm-hmm.
and, you know, feeling rejected a lot of yeah. my life.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's, that's some good stuff. Her story is very powerful, I think. So, if there was one takeaway message from Holy Mess, the book in total or just this section, what would it be?
That's always such a hard question. I never really know how to answer without really putting some thought into it. But I'll say for this section, because I feel like there is a lot of women who are going to sit here for a mm-hmm. while. I believe that the message of this section is... No matter what, he will see you through it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can be in situations that feel really dark and really bleak,
right.
that there's no hope, there's no light.
Right.
And, you know, I've walked through a lot of desert seasons that felt dry and almost like he wasn't there. And I think the one message that this section reveals to us is that no matter what,
mm-hmm.
no matter what, he will walk it with us. He will walk with us every step of the way. And it takes some leaning in.
Mm-hmm.
We have to lean in. We can't just say, okay, God, this is really bad. I'm going to trust you.
Yeah.
We have to lean in and say, and show it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have to show that, yes, I do trust you.
Yeah.
I do trust you. This hurts and this stinks,
mm-hmm.
but I trust you. And it's easier to say it than it is to do it.
Amen.
But I think this section really reveals to us that he will walk it with us.
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, this is a very... for lack of better words, this is kind of a somber, I feel like, interview because of the section that it is, because these are
mm-hmm.
the dark places. But I think the positive pull out from this is that he's there and he will walk
right.
you through this.
Yeah.
So, and that's so important for all of us to remember. So be sure to listen and subscribe so that you never miss an episode of our podcast. Stay tuned for part 3, the final part of our interview with Michelle, coming July 30th to end out season 1
Woo-hoo!
Of Displaying Grace. I'm so super excited. To grab your copy of Holy Mess, visit www.holymessbook.com. Thank you for listening to the Displaying Grace podcast. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and over at displayinggrace.com. So until next time, grab your coffee
and your Bible,
and
let's follow him together.